Just in time for winter, Crooked Creek residents have new homes to move into. 9 homes are now standing in the small Kuskokwim village, which experienced a devastating spring flood. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes visited Crooked Creek and has the story.
Water levels rose to 30 feet above their normal levels, wiping out homes and knocking out power to the village. But that was back in May, and a lot has changed in Crooked Creek since then. The small village airstrip was somewhat of a construction zone this summer. Helicopters with roof trusses dangling 100 feet below them came and went. Dozens of volunteer workers, mostly from Christian groups, helped assemble and transport the house parts to building sites on higher ground. That's where 9 new homes were being constructed.
It's got to come my way about 4 o'clock.
Jim Trosper is the construction manager for Samaritan's Purse.
I've 16 volunteers in. These gentlemen come from all over the United States. They pay their own way to get up here, and we house them and feed them 3 meals a day and work them hard.
8 of the volunteers wear blue Samaritan's Purse shirts, and 8 wear green CRWC, or Christian Reform World Relief Committee shirts. They work on 1 or 2 week rotations.
Everybody just really pulled together to bring this project to be in completion before we really get into the severe winter.
The volunteer carpenters worked closely with the state's Emergency Management Service, as well as the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks, which designed the homes. Jack Aber is the president and CEO of the center.
The whole envelope is insulated with a soy-based urethane, so they're very, very efficient. Should be around 150 gallons of fuel a year for the larger home.
Most new homeowners, like Barbara Wasky, are choosing to heat with wood because it's readily available. Wasky lost her home, which had been located near the riverbank.
It got shoved back pretty far, rammed into my mom's house, and the corner of the roofing went into her kitchen window.
Both homes were totaled and nothing, not even clothes, could be salvaged. Wasky and her family stayed in the school for over a month and then moved into one of a dozen Quonset hut-type tents set up in the middle of town. It's been known as Tent City. She says it had been too noisy with construction workers around both day and night, but her family survived.
It's been okay, just homesick. All the kids are missing home, crying for home and wanting their toys and everything. But we've been telling them it's okay, and we're living in a higher ground now, up on top of the hill.
Although the village's flood victims have new homes, their freezers won't be as full, if they could even salvage their freezers. Julie McCarr's salmon supplies for the winter are low. She says her family of 6 usually requires 60 packed gallon baggies of dry fish, but they put up only 13.
We'll probably just mostly cover our fish loss with items from the store, because there's no other way we can get the salmon we lost or the passed by, and because we're too busy trying to rebuild our village.
She says she's not sure where the extra money will come from, though.
How much are they? 65?
85.
There's one store in the village. Inside, Raven Stuman rings up some groceries. It's a family-run business with a living area upstairs. Stuman has a little different take on the recovery effort.
It's kind of daunting a little bit, knowing that we're not going to get any help or support from anybody. Like, some of these people who lost their homes, they get a new house, and our house is damaged, about $30,000 worth of damage, and we won't get a new house. It's kind of scary, I guess.
The bottom of the building where the store is was flooded and the foundation moved, but since it's a business, they just have to deal with it. The upstairs is home to 10 people at times. Stuman doesn't know when or how they'll fix the building. The floor is warped and there are some holes under the freezers. One of their new coolers is irreparable. They also lost a lot of inventory in the flood, particularly shoes and something else that was in high demand.
Water. Lots and lots of water that we lost, because we put our water on the bottom shelf and we didn't think anything of it. Now it's on the top shelf.
Still, Stuman is happy for other residents who are getting new homes, and she says she's seen people's general attitude improve.
I think it's doing a lot better. Like, people are progressing a lot easier, kind of excited that they're getting new houses, and there's a lot of activity that the villages didn't have before.
Badusha Thomas, financial officer for the Crooked Creek Tribe, agrees that people's attitudes have improved. For 2 months, she shared an office tent with five others. But now they're back in their office building, and things are getting back to normal.
It doesn't matter if it rains anymore. We certainly wouldn't be here in the raindrops.
The village held a potluck thanking others for their help earlier this month. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.